2019 is shaping up to be the worst year ever for infection rates of the debilitating, potentially fatal mosquito-borne virus, dengue fever. It infects up to 400 million people every year, and two of those who fell victim this year are from the ABC's Jakarta Bureau. David Lipson and Phil Hemingway shared their experience for this report.
Normally, I'd start a story like this with the sound of a buzzing mosquito. But here's the thing about the dreaded dengue fever carrying Aedes aegypti. They are completely silent. Compared to the noisy, lumbering Australian mozzies, those here in Jakarta are like time-travelling subatomic ninjas, silently flitting in and out of existence to avoid the electrified tennis racket-shaped swatter that are sold at all good hardware stores. I used to be somewhat Buddhist in sentiment toward all living creatures, even mosquitoes. Now I'm selectively cold-blooded. Mosquitoes are evil and must be summarily exterminated. What changed me is dengue fever. At first, I thought it was just a bad case of the meat sweats after a fit of gluttony at the Jakarta Airport Burger King in January. By the time I was on the plane back to Sydney for a friend's wedding, I had quite the headache. When I asked the flight attendant for a third blanket, I started to conclude it wasn't just fast food regret. 10 days later, a blood test confirmed it was the mosquito-borne virus, sometimes known as breakbone fever, because of the associated aches and pains. I wouldn't say it felt like my bones were breaking, but I was definitely sore. And I could not stop sleeping. I'd yawn and stretch after yet another 13-hour kip, eat my breakfast in front of the TV, and then pass out on the couch for another 3 to 6 hours. I even slept through the stint in a Sydney hospital. It was Australia Day and I needed a blood test, so I showed up at emergency expecting a very long wait. When I told them I'd just landed from Jakarta with a fever and aches and pains, I was given a face mask, a surgical gown with the back open, and hooked up to a heart monitor before being wheeled into an isolated room. But just as there's no vaccine for dengue fever and no cure, there's no specific treatment, so after about 6 hours, they sent me home to recover. Another who fell victim, the ABC's camera operator, Phil Hemingway, who was struck down a few months later with a particularly nasty strain that landed him in a Jakarta hospital for 8 days, where he suffered the ultimate indignity of having to announce his toilet breaks over the intercom into the nurse's station. I know this because of the video shared by his ever-helpful wife, Sabrina, who you can hear struggling to contain her amusement in the background here. Toilet jokes aside, it was actually pretty serious for Phil.
It was not fun at all. I don't recommend it.
What did it feel like?
It was unlike anything I've ever had before. I was so hot, but I was cold. The fever was just really extreme, and I thought I was going to die. It was really, really bad.
So what was the moment that you knew you had to go to hospital?
I came home from work. I got really crook while I was at work that morning. We were out shooting a demonstration, and I thought I had like heat stroke. That's kind of what it felt like. I was very dizzy, and the hot and cold thing was really extreme. It was really weird, and went straight home to bed. And then that afternoon, it just got worse. I was laying there, and you'd think with a bit of rest, you kind of feel a bit better, but I was laying there in bed feeling worse. And I said, look, I've got to go to the doctor. This is getting silly now. The test came back positive that night for dengue within an hour or so, and I was sent home, told to rest up. There's not much you can do. And then the next day, I had an appointment to go back and do another test to see how I was going. And I had to go back early before the test, and I couldn't even walk into the clinic. They had to take me in a wheelchair out of the car. And I was at that stage, I was really bad.
On his seventh day in hospital, things still weren't looking great. Phil's platelet count was still far too low, but as preparations were being made for a medevac to Singapore for a potential blood transfusion, the platelet count started to bounce back, and after that, Phil's recovery was pretty quick. It has been a particularly bad year for dengue in Indonesia, but now the wet season has moved to countries north of the equator, and the World Health Organization is warning Malaysia, the Philippines, Singapore, Vietnam, and Cambodia all to brace for significant dengue epidemics this year. This week, the Philippines issued a national alert. So, if you're planning a holiday soon, it's worth checking if dengue is prevalent there. And if it is, pack your DEET repellent and cover up. Take it from us, it's worth it.
I'm sure it is. That was the ABC's Indonesia correspondent David Lipson reporting there from Jakarta. And I'm pleased to say, I think David's pretty much fully recovered now. Thank goodness.